This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, you know, Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You know the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And it's that time of year. You know, the City of Pittsburgh Gingerbread House Competition. Visit this amazing display in the grand lobby of the City County Building, including the Odyssey Pittsburgh Gingerbread House display. Don't miss that. And vote online for your favorite to win the People's Choice Award. Details at pittsburghpa.gov/gingerbread. 412-928-9370, Sean in Imperial is on the lines right now. He wants to talk some sports. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk a little golf. I know you're a golf guy. Recently, sounds like some serious rumors about Jon Rahm jumping over to LIV in the range of $600 million, which is just crazy to think about. But I know recently, you know, Fenway Sports Group has kind of thrown their hat in the ring, and the PGA Tour came out and announced the merger, but nothing really has happened. I just wanted to get your thoughts on how you kind of see this mess kind of playing out and what the end result is.
Sean, I don't think anyone knows. Honestly, Jay Monahan looks to be out. You know, he brokered this deal, and he went against what he originally said, which really rackled the feathers of some of these guys on tour. They want money now. It's a mess. You know, Sean, that's the only word I can think of. It's a mess. How are they going to still conduct their own separate business and yet be eligible to play in different things? I still want to know how that works. And how are they going to, you know, when it comes to Ryder Cup points, when it comes to President's Cup points, when it comes to qualifying for majors, how does it work? You know, and if you're going to give out still this kind of money on the LIV Tour, I wouldn't blame anyone for taking them, would you?
Absolutely not. I mean, $600 million is, you know, obviously life-changing money. Now, my friends and I were talking, could you ever see a scenario where the, you know, the Saudis would do something like this with the XFL and start plucking quarterbacks?
It's interesting that you said that. Someone else brought that up to me. I don't know that they'll go that far, and I don't know that it would win. But, Sean, thank you for the call. All I know is that there's still no resolution to what is going to happen this year. The PGA Tour season starts in a month. They're still playing different events now, but, you know, they go to Kapalua and then the Sony in Hawaii, and we'll see. But I don't know what's happening. I wish there was more information on it, but it's still very much up in the air. 412-928-9370. Greg in Youngstown joins us right now. Hey, Greg.
How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, you talk about Hines Ward. There is no doubt in my mind he should be in the Hall of Fame. 3 Super Bowls, an MVP, 2 championships. Steve Smith, nothing. The other 2 Jokers, nothing. Best blocking receiver ever. Made Ben a better quarterback when he was younger because he would go over the middle and get smacked in the face and catch the ball. This guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. No doubt about it.
I agree, but this is his 8th time. Even those who you would think would get in earlier, like Bettis had to wait 5 years, Faneca had to wait 5 years. I thought Faneca was a slam dunk as soon as he was eligible. But, and I listen, we have a different perspective. We see these guys all the time. The problem I see it is that people put too much emphasis on statistics only. And there's more to this game than statistics. Mike Tomlin said it the other day. Well, he was a football player first, a receiver second. You know, I mean, there are things the team, the people do to sacrifice for their team, even when they're not catching footballs, if you're a wide receiver.
No, no doubt. Like, you talk about team, and I agree with you. Look at the Steelers this year. We may make the playoffs with a quarterback that may have under 10 touchdowns. When Ben threw in 2018 for 5,000 yards, we didn't make the playoffs. So does it really matter how many touchdowns these guys throw or how many receiving yards they get? It's all about team. That's all that matters to me.
Yep. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. And I think that's the thing. But I think the NFL right now is a bunch of watered-down teams. Like, I ask you, which teams do you legitimately look at and say are the best teams? They stand above everyone else. I think San Francisco and Philly, that's it. In the other conference, the NFC, those are the only two things. They're going to play, by the way, tomorrow. What a game that should be. They got a lot going on in that game. Not to mention, you know, health for the first time for the 49ers. They're going to head into Philadelphia with a pretty healthy roster. Last year, when they were getting into playoffs and playing in that NFC championship game, no such luck. Josh Johnson, I believe, was their quarterback. They went through Garoppolo and who else was after him? Purdy got hurt, and then boom. I mean, you're down to all these different people. It's difficult to win. Philly's a good – but in the AFC, is it Baltimore, Kansas City? You could put a net around everybody else. If you get hot at the right team, I cited the example of Jacksonville last year. They were 4-7 at this point of the season after 11 games. Somehow, they won their division. Now, it helps to be in a division that's winnable, too. You know, the NFC South is one of those kinds of divisions. So, I don't know. The Steelers have a prime opportunity. Worst-case scenario, they should be the top wild card. Best-case scenario, they should win the AFC North. And I say that knowing that they've been, you know, largely average. But the way it sets up, if you get hot now, and that's what it's going to take, they have a chance to get hot. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Brian in New Jersey. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, Bob. I'm a little disappointed because I thought today was Army-Navy. Apparently, I'm a week ahead, so that's a little frustrating.
Yeah, that comes later.
Yeah, never miss that one. Anyway, my call is about the college football, the Final Four, the final four. Thank God, after 25, 30-plus years
right.
of stupidity. So you got to think the selection committee really wants Louisville to pull the upset and really wants Georgia to take care of Alabama. Because if it goes the opposite, boy, they got another, you know, kerflagle as far as who to let in and who to keep out.
Well, who would be your four?
Well, Washington punched their ticket. I mean, you can't deny a 13-0 Pac-12 winner. So that's one. Yeah, if Georgia wins Alabama, Alabama's out with two losses. That makes it easy. FSU might have their third-string quarterback. They don't want them. They're going to get killed in the playoff. They don't want them anywhere near it, frankly. But if they win, you got a 13-0 ACC.
Well, before you say that, Brian.
Michigan's going to beat Iowa because Iowa, I think the over-under on points is 0.5 for Iowa to score. So obviously,
I'm going to throw this out at you. Say about Florida State. You know, they'll be a Power 5 undefeated team.
Yeah,
I go back to Ohio State when they had Cardale Jones who had to come in. Remember him?
And I know.
Everyone thought that. Well, I mean, it is the same kind of situation.
It is, but I just think that Ohio State team was better than this Florida State team.
All right, Matt and I threw this out. I want to ask you this. If Alabama wins, if Iowa somehow wins, if Louisville somehow wins and Oklahoma State beats Texas, what happens?
Right. Oh, jeez. In that case, so you have Washington. You have Alabama, because if they win, they're in. I mean, let's not BS that. If this is going to, is Ohio State going to sneak in on the back door? I hope not, because they're not that good. I mean, to be honest. You know, I think the Final Four will be Texas, Washington, Georgia, and Michigan.
You said Texas.
That's what I think would be. Yeah. Yes, if Alabama loses and Texas wins the Big 12, I think Texas should definitely get in over Ohio State. Like no question on that.
Always going to have debate on this, and never. And next year will be the first year without it.
You know, they beat Alabama. Who did Ohio State beat? And don't fill in the blank because I'm going to hate the joke. Yeah, Penn State is not that good. So that's, you know, that's how it is. They beat Notre Dame, but Notre Dame's always overrated anyway. So.
All right, Brian. You would have a hard time committing, making these things because they want you to be objective, not subjective in these meeting rooms.
Well, I just don't think Ohio State's that good of a team. That's really what it comes down to. I don't like them.
But they played Michigan within 3 points. I get it.
Well, I think Michigan opened. What was it? They lost by eight. Like Penn State lost to both by eight, and I think they Ohio State lost by eight in the end. I think last week. I can't remember really, but yeah. No, I mean, I think I would actually like to see Texas get in. Not because I like Texas. It's just they beat Alabama. They run the table, and you know they had one. Who did they lose to? I can't even remember. Oklahoma.
Right.
Oklahoma. So and then Oklahoma lost a bunch of bad games. Like two or three bad games after that. But you know, at the time, Oklahoma was right top five, six, seven.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good resume. But,
thanks, Brian.
I think they really were hoping for Louisville to win.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's going to be interesting to see. It always is. Mike in Greenchee joins us right now. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in about Hines and the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they one of the negatives you hear is about the numbers. But nobody, I never hear anybody mention the fact how many games did he sit on the bench behind Troy Edwards because he was the number one pick. And Hines was making just about every tackle on special teams, and they wouldn't give him a chance because Edwards was the number
right.
one
See,
pick.
I think that's a good point, and that's what I tried to bring up with James Harrison. There's a story behind the story, right? And you
yeah.
should consider that when evaluating somebody's career.
Yeah, and another comment I wanted to make was that I really appreciate you, and you know, a lot of people tell you that, you know, how great you are, and I think the thing that makes you different to me is even though you're alone, there's other sports guys on that station that all they want to do is listen to themselves talk. They don't want to take phone calls, and you know, even though you're by yourself, you have no one else to talk to. You try to take as many calls is possible, and I really appreciate
it. I do, and thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. Listen, all I'm trying to do is have an opportunity to have conversations with people. You know, on television, it's hard to do because we only have so much time, and you got to get right to it. So this is an opportunity to, and everyone has a different opinion. They're, you know, some are good, some are bad. Mine are some are good, some are bad. You just get out there and let's talk. That's what makes sports great. I've always maintained that. I mean, no matter where you go, you can go out to dinner, you go to a bar, you go to a sauna. I always sit in a sauna and I have more conversations about sports than anything else. It amazes me, but that's what people like to talk about. So I try to bring that here, and that's just my preference of doing it. So thank you. Appreciate that. We got to take a break at 412-928-9370. Thanks to PNC Bank. Make today the day. Thank you to number one Cochrane. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. And all the sponsors we have, including Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call, Iron Rock Tap House. That's in Greensburg. Great place to dine, to watch sports, great food, great beverage, great time. And come see what everyone's talking about. It's Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. You know them. They got your back, not your wallet. We'll come back with more calls up until 1 o'clock, and then Paul Alexander takes the ship from there. It's all right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.